This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Andrew, what have people here in New South Wales been hearing from family and friends in Ukraine?
People in Kyiv are now well and truly bunkered down, and they are fighting the Russian invaders. The majority of people that wanted to flee have fled, but the men that have remained behind and the women are basically fighting for Kyiv's existence. They are totally committed to doing so. They are calling upon the West for their assistance. One comment I strongly heard is, it is very hard for us to fight when bombs are being dropped on our heads. Why is NATO implementing a no-fly zone? How can the West allow bombs to be dropped on our cities and allowing us to be killed? Another comment that they have come back with, because I specifically asked and said, how's the mood? How do people feel? And the response has come back, not we're scared, not that we're fearful, but we are here to defend and we trust that God is on our side. And that is a very strong message that's come through from the Ukrainians. Ukrainians are a very, very, very religious people and very strong belief in God. And if anything, the church has sustained Ukraine during a horrific period in the Soviet Union where religion was banned.
And are people here in New South Wales able to communicate often well with their family and friends in Ukraine, or is that getting harder and harder?
Look, at the moment, the internet appears to be up. So obviously, if they have access to internet, communication can occur. I don't think anybody calls by the telephone anymore. I think those days are sort of finished. But people are communicating via Telegram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger. My attempt to communicate, people are responding. It's often taking them 24 hours or so to respond. They're obviously not sitting at their PCs just sending out messages to people. But communication is still open. So we are still in contact with people in Ukraine.
And what about those who have fled Ukraine?
Well, this is one of the, this is so far the greatest humanitarian disaster of the 21st century, and who knows where it'll end. I'm not sure of the last figures, but I think 1-2 million have fled, and fled whether it's west or northwest. And Poland is bearing a huge load as people come in, as is Hungary. My wife said she saw people in Berlin standing there at railway stations with signs welcoming refugees saying, I have a room, just come to me, I will look after you until we can work something out more permanently. The refugees have commenced arriving in Australia as well. The Australian government has processed now 3,000 humanitarian visa applications, and the first of those refugees have arrived in Australia, and we are resettling them and providing them with the basics of just some food, clothing, and a roof over their head.
Some have been resettled here in Sydney?
They have been, yes. The first batch have come through to their families, but the next batch that will be coming through don't have family here. The federal and state government are ramping up their assistance, but that takes time. The feds need to work out, what they're going to do. Then we met with the state government and they said, we need to know what the feds are doing before we know what we can do. And then after they do their bit, then they say that's the gap that your community needs to fill. We don't have time to wait for that. We're appreciative of it, but people are arriving now. So our community has already set up collection mechanisms for people to volunteer for their homes, for short-term emergency accommodation. We've set up a drop-off centre in Lidcombe where people can drop off whether it's clothing or other items for the refugees to assist them. Our community is doing that until the federal and state government basically catch up.
Where is that drop-off centre, Andrew? How can people support it?
The best way to register the support is to go to the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales website, ucnsw.org. On the homepage, there is one very large button that says, I want to help Ukraine. When you click on that button, there are then registration forms where you can volunteer to either provide your home or you can even provide your services, because we need people with all sorts of skills. If you, for example, say, I would like to provide a clothing, enter your details there and one of our team will contact you and will say, please come to Lidcombe on this day and you can drop off whatever you would like to drop off. Because we are volunteers, we can't staff the drop-off centre 24/7. People are trying to accommodate this around their full-time job.
And finally, Andrew, what do you suggest that we pray for?
We pray for peace. We pray that the Russians leave Ukraine and they leave Ukrainians in peace to be the peaceful, God-fearing, God-loving country that they are and democratic nation that they are. We pray for the safety of the refugees. We pray for the safety of the women and the children that are being bombed in Mariupol. in general, pray for the peace and the safety of the Ukrainian people.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.